He died, he had two sons. His main son was Alexander Yanai, Alexander Janius. Yanai was the Jewish Greek shortening for the name Jonasson. Janius was, was the Jeffrey of its day. And he was a fierce warrior. He was a charismatic person. He was handsome as the sun. In an age when people were short, he was tall. And he had more than enough self-confidence and arrogance to go around. However, he was not the oldest son. The oldest son was a man by the name of Yehuda Aristobulus. Yehuda Aristobulus, who was named in memory of Yehuda Maccabee. And Yehuda Aristobulus was a very nice person, a very soft-spoken person. Our children would call him a Neb. And he did a very fine shidduch. He married a wonderful woman. He married a woman called Shlomis Alexandra, Salome Alexandra, who is called in the Gemara Shlom Tzion. Shin Lamed Vov Mem Tzadik Yud Vov Nun. A combination of the name Shalom and Tzion, the Peace of Zion. And in the Gemara she is called Shlom Tzion Hamalka. When you were going Yerushalayim today, the street by the King David Hotel, the big street that cuts across about a block and a half from it, is Shlom Tzion Boulevard, named after her. She had a brother, Shimon ben Shotach, the great Rabbi Shimon ben Shotach, who was the head of the Prushim, and he was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was the Nosi of the Sanhedrin and the head of the Prushim. And he was, we could say, Mr. Blood and Guts. Shimon ben Shotach was not about to allow the Jewish people to go under. And he, for the next 30 years, will fight the battle for the preservation of the Jewish people. And he will fight it at great personal risk and at great personal sacrifice, but he is the outstanding man of the generation. Now, Yehuda Aristobulus, when his father died, so Yehuda Aristobulus succeeded to the throne and to become the Kohen Gadol because he was the oldest brother. However, Alexander Yanai was so much superior to him in every way that there would have undoubtedly been a civil war. Alexander Yanai was not willing to play second fiddle, even though he appointed Alexander Yanai to be the head of the army, and he gave him many privileges, and he was afraid of him, simply put. He was desperately afraid of his brother. But none of that would have sufficed. But he took ill about a year after he became the king, and when he became ill, he became even more frightened. And his advisors told him that Alexander Yanai was planning a coup and would kill him or poison him. So he had his police arrest Alexander Yanai and put him in jail. And then he died. Yehuda Aristobulus made the mistake of dying. When he died, Alexander Yanai claimed the right of Yibum with the widow of the king, with Shlom Tzion Hamalka, because the halacha is that when the older brother dies and they do not have any children, so then the brother has the right of either Yibum or Chlitza. And he claimed the right of Yibum, and politically it was the best move because it would make legitimate his claim to become the king. It would save a civil war. And Shlom Tzion Hamalka agreed to marry him. and therefore he was released from prison. He went from prison to